Ladies and gentlemen, the actual newscast is back. I'm here with Mike Bain and Liam McGurk. How we doing, gentlemen?
Woo-hoo. I'm good, Woo-hoo. Man.
Great. You might notice we are off Zoom.
Zoom sucks.
It really sucks.
Zoom's trash. Okay?
I hate it.
Isn't it so much better? We're not... Like, even though we're talking to one another, there's no fighting over each other right now.
Yeah,
no one's
auto-tuned.
Isn't
this worth potentially dying over?
Yes.
At some point, you got to ask yourself, am I lit? Like, is this worth it?
We are outside, and we are distanced enough, and I think that's the move right now. Mm-hmm. I think if, like, you're going to these closet orgies, I think that's wrong, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're hanging outside with people and you're at least trying to give a shit about this... You know, if you look at the outdoor contraction rates, the odds are on your side.
If my mom gets sick from this, it's not on me. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. That's because she wasn't at the protest.
Mm-hmm.
See,
yeah.
The thing is, everywhere else spreads the virus, but at the protest, it actually just builds herd immunity.
That's true. Our cause was so righteous that we can't possibly get sick because of how because like conservatives would be so right for how sick we should get that we won't get sick.
Yeah, it fucking sucks that they locked down this country. They tried to lock it down and still enough bad shit happened that they were like, all right, we got to come out and get pissed about this now. You know what I mean? Like, people still had to come out of their homes when this kind of shit was going on. That's beside the fact that everyone wanted to come out.
Yeah,
also,
dude, they
of
wanted
course.
To come out. Let's be honest. Everyone was fighting for a chance. There were dudes who never gave a fuck. Like there were even potential rednecks who were just like, if I get to protest, I'm outside.
Yeah.
Like, at least I'm not inside.
Well,
and then cops were like, oh, we can definitely kill black people on video now.
It's unreal. But yeah, Zoom. Hasn't been, I don't know, man. I would rather not interact with anyone than see them that way. I really sat down and thought about it. Like, and I've done some Zoom shows that were fun. I enjoy that.
Name five, you liar.
I can't. But I did it for the record, have fun on some Zoom shows. And it's like, but it's just one of those things where every time I'm doing it, I feel like I'm soft consenting to me being okay with it.
Mm. Every time I do something on Zoom, I feel like I'm having sex with someone through a bedsheet. Like an ultra-Orthodox Hasidic Jew. That's how I feel. It's like a glory hole with none of the fun. None of the fun.
Yeah, a glory hole and you're wearing a condom.
Yes, that's exactly...
Dude, and they're wearing a glove. It's like this isn't even worth it.
It's like if the fitted sheet didn't even have the hole.
Just dry-humping through the sheet.
Yeah. I couldn't even picture you guys like in person. You were just all pixelated abstractions to me.
Dude, that's how New York City feels right now. I was down there moving out last week.
Yeah, we're in Massachusetts now,
by the
way. I just
realized this is the first time I've seen you in person in like 6 months.
Yeah, I haven't seen
either
of you guys.
I know. We're the last podcast me and Mike are together on is episode like 10. I think it's the one where we realize coronavirus is legit.
This is right before you left the city in March.
Yeah, and on the episode, I'll keep saying this. I'm like, I'm pretty sure COVID-19 is going to be bad. And the guys are like, you're a fucking pussy.
Yeah. You were trying to not get me to go to Asia, and now I'm going in August. Hopefully. I mean, I got to look back and see what the Thai government says. But no,
incredible.
I was in New York City. And so in my neighborhood, no one's wearing masks. No one's also wearing them in New Hampshire, where I was staying. So it's clearly just wherever poor people are, they've got bigger shit to do than worry about masks.
Yeah.
But if you go into the Manhattan or the nice parts of Brooklyn, everyone's wearing them. And it's, dude, New York is already a lonely fucking place.
Yeah.
You don't interact with people even though you see millions of them.
Yeah.
It's a lot worse when they're all wearing masks and not
around
each other.
Yeah, it's really hard.
It's fucking lonely.
It's difficult to look past the isolation aspects of COVID and just like what it does to your mental health.
Yeah, I was in Newport, Rhode Island a few weeks ago. We went inside of a restaurant. Nobody's wearing masks. Outside, nobody's wearing masks. There's like a point in your head where it's like the mask represents isolation from your fellow peers and not wearing it represents vacation. And people just weren't giving up their vacation to wear a mask.
Yeah, the threat just isn't real enough. Right? Because you don't believe what you see on the news because you kind of can't. And then they do use these fear-mongering tactics, and that becomes difficult, too. So people just go, fuck it, I'm just going to do what makes me feel good right now.
Meanwhile, statistically speaking, we're all going to get it twice. Like, the numbers are insanely high.
I had it when I was in the city.
You sure you had it?
So
I'm pretty sure I had
90% sure, because I had most of the symptoms. I attributed it to my gas leak in my apartment, but also the girl I was hooking up with at the time. When I had the symptoms, or like right after I had them, or before, I don't even know. My timeline's all fucked up, dude. It's been a weird world.
Was it like the third week in February?
It was the end of February, early March.
Dude.
And
I must have fucking gotten it from you, or vice versa.
When was the first confirmed U.S. case? What?
I mean,
was it in March?
It depends what you mean.
But this girl I was hooking up with tested
basically
positive.
March, yeah. I think March, like around maybe the third or fourth. Something like that.
It
but,
sucked,
yeah.
But it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, to me it was weird. It felt like nothing I'd ever had before.
No, it felt completely different. I felt it in my lungs, and I've had a history of bronchitis, but it was like...
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as swine flu, I know that. So it was like... It's just that was what's weird to me, is that we didn't do anything for swine flu, and that fucked me up.
Yeah.
That I had to go to the hospital. I was out of work for a week. And then COVID happened, and I was like, oh, this cough kind of sucks. But
yeah, it's just that it doesn't spread as easily. That's the thing with COVID. No. It's like really fucking weird.
I just don't feel like you guys got it, because you guys didn't spread it to anybody.
No, well, maybe we did, dude. We were in New York.
I think me and Alex might have spread it to each other, apparently. And also, either I gave it to that girl or she gave it to me, but we gave it to someone. The issue is, dude, tons of
when
people
when me,
were
Mike, and
it.
That girl were making love.
Yes, yes. When Alex and I were in that polyamorous... session.
I was taping it. I was wearing a mask, and still,
it was tough to be around you guys during your. I'm glad that stopped.
Oh, speaking of COVID, who do you think gave it to Maxwell?
I know she got COVID.
Oh yeah.
You know what's crazy about that? By the way, just for the record, I've been saying from the beginning, it all comes back to Epstein, and it does, ladies and gentlemen. Ghislaine Maxwell. Some people say Ghislaine. Some people say Ghislaine.
I like jizz.
We like Ghislaine because there's jizz in it. So we're going with that forever. She's been arrested. Now, there's so many funny things about this type of stuff because she's
what,
been,
about pedophilia?
Oh, specifically, yeah. Folks, you ever notice when you're fucking a kid?
What's the deal with fucking kids?
No, it's just when someone rich and powerful gets arrested, it's like such a joke because they're still rich and powerful when they get arrested.
Yeah.
So she literally bought a mansion in Bedford, New Hampshire. When I was I worked for a pyramid scheme in college where we were severely underpaid to go door to door and sell paint jobs. And one day I had what looked like potentially like a really good client in Bedford, and I lived in Burlington, so they assigned it to me, Burlington, Massachusetts. I quickly find out that it's not in Bedford, Massachusetts, and it's in Bedford, New Hampshire. And I'm like, all right, whatever, I guess I'll just go up there. And so I had to drive an hour up, and I was late and everything, but I walked around this beautiful home, and these people were incredibly wealthy, and I eventually sold them on the idea of painting their house with me. And it was the biggest sale I had at that time. And so what I'm saying is, Ghislaine, if you're listening, when you're out, if you need a new summer coat, I'm here for it. You know what I mean? If you need us to put out some shutters, just, you know, whatever's going on in there. I don't know. But, you know, some tints on the windows, just some fancy stuff. Perhaps a mural of the Israeli flag, which will totally not tip anyone off that you're totally Mossad, which is what we'll get into in a little bit.
It's probably a room that needs some clouds painted on it. And, you know, stuff that the kids like.
Yeah. I mean, once you fairly go through the due process of, you know, the American criminal system.
Once they completely evaluate whether or not you're guilty or innocent with no other factors coming into
play.
And
it turns out you're kind of, you know what I mean? You're a little guilty. You go away for a couple months. You suspend your...
You know, once you go through the things you're indicted for, which are only charges from 1994 to 1997, specifically because those ones do not include Bill Clinton, Alan Dershowitz, and a few other people. Also, you're literally like being charged with pedophilia in the report, yet you're allowed to post bail.
Yeah, you're charged with being the Pied Piper, but not actually
right.
being...
Right. But she's is being transferred to Rikers, so... You know, I've heard the mental health can get really tough in there.
Huh. They have a good suicide prevention program.
Yes, they do. I saw a wonderful meme today on Twitter. It was a bit of a boomer meme, but I mean, I think COVID has aged us all a little bit, so I was enjoying it myself. And it's a woman saying, suicide hotline, can I help you? And then Hillary Clinton says, I'd like to place an order, please.
That's you know, great.
Sometimes those boomers, they come through. All right? Sometimes the simple stuff is the funny stuff.
Yeah,
the
sometimes you've got to let down your prejudices and realize boomers are hilarious when you see it from their point of
view. It is incredibly true right now that you have to reach across the aisle in terms of not only race and gender and even class, but also generationally, which is very difficult for millennials and boomers. And the best thing you can do is talk shit about the Clintons. That is the number one thing you can relate on with anyone in this country, and it's what's going to bring everybody together, in my opinion.
That saves my Thanksgiving, because we all hate them.
Okay, imagine, so we got Democrats, we got Republicans, right? Both of these parties, they do a lot of things. Now, let's say we have what I'd like to call the put Hillary and Bill Clinton in jail party. And across the board, they're in the center of every issue. But there's one thing that they want to get done, and it's just put them both in a cell. That's the only guarantee. They win, right?
Yeah.
They at least win popular vote.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I mean,
it's
Trump
like
might,
when,
Trump
yeah,
might you know. Sneak out an Electoral College win, but I think that would definitely resonate with a lot of people.
You put it in a coalition with a couple other things, like advancements yeah. on the Affordable Care Act.
Whoa! Let's not get radical here, buddy. yeah, man, it's fucking crazy. But Ghislaine Maxwell is arrested in Bedford, New Hampshire. She's been up there since, like, December or January or something, so...
Dude, I could have been hanging with Ghislaine all this time, dude.
Yeah, man. She was right in our fucking backyard.
Oh, shit.
It's insane.
She probably had, like... She was probably friends with the neighbors. Like, she probably brought them food and stuff.
And I was just like, barbecue. Who's that? Who's that charming British gal who lives out the street? She's so fancy with that accent.
Oh, dude.
She's stories about how she just wanted to get away from the city life.
She lost her job due to COVID.
She hated the hustle and bustle of the London stock market.
Dude, all the articles still just keep calling her a socialite. It's like, just say pedophile. What are you doing? Is socialite. That, you just that, it just means you become rich somehow by like being
like,
charming.
Like she's elusive like the Gatsbys.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're just like, I love when they're like, mysteriously, we don't know how they got their money. And it's like, you're the media. Look it up. Like, here, I'll tell you right fucking now. Ghislaine Maxwell is the daughter of Robert Maxwell, who was an incredibly wealthy philanthropist is basically like socialite. It's just like a really polite way to say that someone has a ton of money for sketchy reasons, probably.
Yeah.
But so he's this guy. He basically kind of wants to have like a Roger Ailes type empire. He wants to have like a Fox News type thing. I believe they just end up running like tabloid type stuff. Anyway, they're incredibly wealthy. Ghislaine runs the sex human trafficking division of what is most likely the Mossad. Mossad is the Israeli equivalent of the CIA. I'd be interested
they've
in
done way worse shit.
And, yeah, probably. I haven't looked too heavily
you
into
know, they,
them, but
you know what? We'll have to do a podcast where we figure out whose Secret Service has done the worst shit.
Yeah, we got to find out what the CIA has done fully, because some of it is, I don't know if you could get worse than that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, but so they basically, you know, do a honeypot operation, which is when you catch someone of high importance or power doing something sexual. I was going to say sexy, but that, most people do not look sexy when they're being sexual. You know what I mean? That's like not a
that
thing.
That would have been a gross mischaracterization of the sexual activity.
Absolutely.
If you could call it sexy.
Nothing sexy ever happened on the Lolita Express or on Little St. James. Also, so cocky to name it Little St. James. Just wow. Little, it's just the, like, you're implying there's a little boy.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was like another like reference, like the Lolita Express. Is that
yeah? That's also pretty cocky.
Yeah.
I mean, Ghislaine's father was Mossad too.
Yes. So he's like confirmed a Mossad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's confirmed. Yeah. This is generational. It didn't start with her. She grew into the family business.
Right. So I don't know if Maxwell was doing honeypots, but the CIA used it. They didn't use it. It got used on them.
Mm-hmm.
The mob fucking got a photograph of J. Edgar Hoover doing something. I don't remember what it was exactly.
He was a transvestite.
Yeah. And they used that to blackmail him, and that's why he famously said there's no organized crime in the United States, which allowed the mob to operate as they did for many decades. At some point, the Mossad decided that they wanted these compromising tapes of all of these super powerful people, and they were like, Bill Clinton is fucking horny, and they just kind of worked their way up from there. Ghislaine's sisters sell a bunch of sketchy software, not only to the Israeli military, but I believe to the U.S., and you got to know that they're all tied in pretty tight at this point anyway. The question is, does Ghislaine, like, get out? Or does she get suicided?
Dude, same
thing.
She's
not going to have a fair sentence. That's the one thing we know.
Remember how I said family business? She's gonna get suicided like her father did. Well, her father disappeared. He mysteriously disappeared.
I love the conspiracy theories that she did it.
And then
it's craziness.
There's a strong my favorite conspiracy theory is that he's not dead at all. That he's just somewhere in a country right now. They faked his death. But he, you know, he just got a little too big for his britches for the Mossad. He started breaking out on his own. They took care of him. We saw how things worked out for Epstein. Why would Giselle not get it? She's got it coming up, dude.
I don't think she's going to be suicided.
No.
I think that they're going to give her, like, a parcel deal, and she's going to name, like, Prince Andrew. But the Clintons are going to go unscathed. Like, you can't get that.
Yeah, I don't know if she's going to name Andrew. She might just dime out, like, lower people, you know?
If she dimes out Prince Andrew, what's going to happen? Nothing, because he's, like, free from our criminal justice system. So it's...
Yeah, but isn't she English?
Technically.
Yeah.
Well,
she has about 10 different passports.
Yeah, so she's...
Officially,
yeah.
I believe she has Israeli and British citizenship. I think she has U.S. citizenship. I'm not positive. Or
yeah, I think she has citizenship wherever the fuck she wants.
Yeah, basically, it's kind of how it works.
Yeah. In terms of, like, criminal charges, people always look for the justice there. And I think that's sort of the wrong idea, at least right now. I think you want to look at the public perception. How many people walk away from this being like, oh, I can trust billionaires? Like, you just got to know that if people get too powerful, or if you let these secret societies operate without any sort of checks and balances, bad shit is going to happen because human beings are pretty evil. You know?
Yeah, but are they naturally fuck kids evil? I feel like that doesn't...
I feel like that's strongly like the friends you hang around with. Like, that's a social group thing.
I guess, but I think you eventually just start thinking you can fucking do anything. Like, how are all of these people going? I mean, I think the allure was probably, here's how we got a bunch of these people, is that it's a crazy fun party. Maybe they say that there's sex workers there, right? Maybe they don't say that they're underage. Maybe they look kind of young. Maybe Bill Gates is on somewhere that I don't think is restricted to U.S. law and thinks that he's having sex with, like, a hired sex worker. And then after the fact, they're like, we have a tape of it and she's 16. That's the likely one to
there
me.
There also could be multiple, like if you go on the Lolita Express, you know, they have that separate room where you get into that other shit.
Yeah.
And if you're on the Lolita Express, you know stuff's going on, but you just don't ask.
Yeah,
don't ask about the separate room.
Trump is accused of...
Goes there.
Yeah, yeah. Trump's accused of raping a girl on the plane.
Yeah, I saw... I swear...
Dude, how funny is it that Trump, throughout the 80s and 90s, was like... Do you have a camera? Can you come over here? Take a picture of me and my friend Jeffrey Epstein. Can you get a few more? Like, he's in so many photos with Epstein. It is unfucking believable. Bill's not in that many. I don't know if
Not as many.
I don't think there's a good photo of him and Bill together, but I could be completely wrong. But him and Trump are like just like at Disney World together and shit. Like, it's like, dude, stop it.
Do you remember when you were still living at my house and then we were watching on, I think, CBS, Trump giving an interview being like, Jeffrey Epstein, he's a bad guy. And those Clintons, they were with him. I would watch him. It was amazing.
It was because we had been talking about Epstein. I've been talking about fucking Epstein for goddamn. Yeah. I got to give credit to Tim Dillon, really. He got me into pedophilia. No, he got me into the Johnny Gosch case, which then led to reading about this insane shit that finally people know about. In like 2015, you just sound like a fucking maniac talking about it, but it was too crazy to not break through eventually. And to watch the president say what was basically like an inside joke to us, which is that Bill Clinton had been on the plane 26 times. That was the moment where we were like, what the fuck is happening? Because Trump goes, oh yeah, he was on the plane 26 times. Wow. 26 times on the plane. That's a lot of times to be on the plane. Like, just like going off like that. We were like, what the fuck?
Dude, it seems like there's a running game going right now between DC and the political elite, Hollywood, and Twitch streamers to see who can make the most heinous sex crimes right now. And right now, Twitch is in third, but they're new to the game, so they're slowly coming up. But I don't know.
Has anything happened on Twitch? Like, actually?
Yeah. So there were two things happen simultaneously in the Super Smash Brothers community where.
gamers.
One dude was like grooming a teenage boy that he eventually had, I believe he had sex with once he was 18, but there was a lot of grooming going on, so I don't know.
How long was he grooming?
I get a double.
Either way, don't do 14
it. 14 to 16. Ah. Either way, it was. Also, there was a, like, this 31-year-old famous Smash Brothers guy, player had a party, and someone there tried to fuck an underage girl. It may have actually happened, but he attempted to at least, and some shit went down.
If it's a gamer, I'm going to say he actually didn't do it, but that he attempted.
But that went down.
Probably the attempt was a much worse crime.
This
was
in like the
actual
same week in the Smash community. Yeah. And then there's the Tanisha, I don't know how to say that game's name, but there's that guy who, like, him and his girlfriend who transitioned, so now his husband boyfriend, who he has two kids with, were co-grooming kids together. So
stuff. What?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's just,
man,
weird. I like
fucking
this is
a.
This is sometimes women. Excuse me. How do I put this? Sometimes someone who's a trans man will transition from being a woman into a man, but they take on the worst qualities of being a man, which is being a douchey bro or full-on sexual assault.
Yeah.
I've seen the douchey bro thing firsthand, and I'm seeing results of sexual assault. But
I mean, there's definitely people out there who, like, hear about male privilege, and they're like, sign me up. You know what I mean? It's like, no, you're doing it wrong.
Who? And then we get who's the fuckboy who directed X-Men?
Bryan Singer, baby.
Bryan Singer's been...
Bryan Singer,
I can't believe it's taken this long.
Dude, people have been singing the Bryan Singer song for so fucking long. It's weird, man. I think it has something to do with the fact that it's boys. It feels like the young boys getting molested gets less attention.
Yeah, it does.
In general, because there's that, and then, like, I mean, you look at the fucking Catholic Church. How goddamn long was that going on?
There's also,
and then, like, Kevin Spacey's thing doesn't really resonate with people. You know, like, it's fucked up what he did, and he got, you know, blacklisted and stuff for it. But I still feel like people don't.
Same thing with George Takei.
What did George Takei do?
I thought he was, like, cleared.
Was he? Oh, maybe it was.
He had one accusation, and then he went away.
Gotta Google this one.
There's so much fucking diddling and inappropriate fucking going on.
Yeah,
but I just
either
can't
way
keep track.
Yeah, there's so many lines that are very thinly crossed, and
I know. I mean, Chris D'Elia, like, this is like blatant, man. And we don't usually bring up comics on the fucking podcast because, frankly, comedy's like a giant circle jerk sometimes. But
I'm afraid we might open for them.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to open for Chris D'Elia at this point.
Oh,
I think I've aged out of it. but yeah, man, it's like it's a serial thing, And you can't really ignore the fact that what is considered creepy and not creepy was redefined at some point in these guys' lives, and they chose to not make that adjustment.
Yeah, it used to be purely, at what point did you do you find this girl horny? And that was allowed. That's
right.
That's why Jerry Lee Lewis, like a 13-year-old wife or whatever.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin. Pretty much like everyone touring, David Bowie. They'll have stories of it is just being like, then these like 14-year-old girls would come around, but they were allowed to stay out late, so.
They had permission slips, so you know, yeah. It was cool.
Yeah, dude. So the world changed, and these guys decided not to. And now you have a thing where it's like, I don't know, man. I might have seen it a different way when I was younger, but I'm 28, and I cannot look at an 18-year-old girl even like in a way that feels responsible in any way. You know, like just with the way I've watched my brain develop, even if it has been hobbling and it's still covered in cobwebs, like you just realize after a certain point, like that's not a person that I'm on.
That's not an
even
adult.
Keel with. That's not an adult
that,
at fuck at all.
That person shouldn't have the right to vote. Bring the voting age back up to 21 the way it used to be. Let's cut the shit. I'm actually, this is one of the reasons I hope TikTok gets banned.
Yeah, well, let's talk about TikTok a little bit.
Because I had this conversation with a friend where I was like, dude, TikTok, when I open it up, it always sends me something, some divisive rhetoric about how racism in America and how white people and black people should fight, or some sort of political liberal versus right wing bullshit every single time. And I have it set to comedy. And if it doesn't send me that, it sends me something sexualizing barely legal girls. And I've realized that I'm 33. I'll be 34 this in 2 weeks. I really can't tell the difference between an 18-year-old up until around maybe 22.
So you just don't mess around.
Yeah, I just don't.
You
I
just
don't
stop
fucking,
that's it.
And not even, I don't even know if that person who I might be 18 is really 16 or 17. I can't fuck it, so I just,
you just
I'm good.
Don't. You just fucking don't.
With no TikTok, I don't have to worry because I'll see something and I'll get, oh, this looks nice. And I go, fuck. Now I get to search. I get to like figure out, I go to the page and am I a bad person now? I'd rather just not have that.
And people think China's using TikTok to spy on people.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Of course. Dude, China's doing with TikTok what the CIA did with their own made-up social media app in Cuba before the Cubans got caught on, and they did it through Twitter and other social media apps in Ukraine. All right, that revolution the Ukrainians had, that wasn't on their own.
Oh, man.
It was CIA-backed.
The government just has fucking honeypots on everyone now. They have a honeypot of every American citizen who's had sex. Only the virgins can save us. They're the only ones who can speak freely now because it's too embarrassing to have a video of you having sex released to the public, and everyone will agree. And that's how they're going to take down humanity.
What's the Cuba social media thing? What's the Cuba social media thing?
Oh, sorry.
So the CIA made their own app, something similar to Twitter, and they were trying to get it released through NGOs. Non-governmental organizations. The CIA does this all the time. These basically charity groups will go to other countries like Pakistan and other places, third world countries. The CIA infiltrates them. The CIA infiltrated one. That's how they caught Bin Laden. And basically then the local populace says, fuck you. We're not taking your polio shots anymore. Fuck off, Yanks. And that's exactly what happened in Pakistan. Then polio came back. In Cuba, we did the same shit, and they released an app to the youth of Cuba, and the Cuban government was like, nah, nah, nah. We're authoritarian here. We're shutting that shit down. And they tried and fully exposed that it was created by the CIA, and the CIA did what they always do, which goes, oh, what are you going to do? Eh, fucking, you got us.
That's the craziest thing, man. Is like, you got us. You realize that there's no penalty, so they just keep trying to do shit.
Yeah, every time the CIA gets caught, they're like, foiled again, but we'll be back.
Dude, they're like Dick Dastardly.
Yeah. They're like, curses.
They escape with a jetpack. Like, it's It sucks,
like,
man.
Wait, who's that guy calling for the overthrow of our leader?
What's this new app everyone's on called Downfall? Oh, that sounds cool.
He's the only one wearing a bulletproof vest.
This is like 4 or 5 years ago, and my buddy had to pick up his sister, who was just graduating high school at the time, and she was like, oh, I got to shut off. I forget what the app was called. And we were like, what is it? And she was like, oh, it's just me and all my friends. We have this location app. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, so we can all see where everyone is.
Snapchat does that.
Snapchat does that now, too.
Well, I can log into Snapchat
and see where
and
all
if
the...
any of my friends haven't gone in specifically turned off their location thing, I can see exactly on a map where they all are. A map of
so
the world.
It's over. I don't know if people realize, like, it's over.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's people over, don't realize, and I'll just, like, I have some friends, I'll be like, what are you doing over in Brighton, dude? What are you doing over, you're in New Hampshire right now?
Wow,
dude. I'll be like, dude, you gotta turn that off, man. You got a girlfriend. What are you fucking thinking, dude?
That's fucking crazy. Dude, I am like, oh, okay, have you seen the chips? You know, I don't know how long we had to joke about people getting chips.
Are these the Bill Gates microchips that I'm gonna get with my vaccine, or are these
No. This is a chip that, holy shit, this is so dumb. Okay. It's a chip that you get in your hand and it acts like a key card. Now, of course, I don't think it only acts as a key card.
Yeah, imagine
I think
there's some stuff going on.
Getting people to soft consent to getting chips put in them
for an
alternative reason.
400-page waiver.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. And so, like, yeah, the woman got it put in her, and she was like, yeah, is it to open my door? And then, like, she was just like, my boyfriend wanted me to get it. And I'm like, you're going to get fucking murdered. Like, that is unbelievable. He also looked like a creep, for context, but... yeah, man. I mean, it's all going down. So,
I mean, I would as
you don't have to get that. You don't have to do that.
Well, we need to realize as Americans is that we're not the top dogs anymore. And as a result, yeah. The shit we've done to other countries is going to be done to us. And right now, it's going to be China, mostly China, and also Russia doing it. And China's basically. Like I said, if you log into TikTok, it's something extremely divisive, and the people on there are on. Like 80% 18 through 25. Actually, most of them younger than that.
I'm not really on TikTok. So you're like going on there and you're seeing people calling for hate crimes and stuff?
Not hate crimes, but it's just...
No, it's just specifically targeted, manipulative propaganda.
Yes, specifically intense political activism without any room for debate or discourse.
Oh, okay.
So basically...
So like similar to Twitter and...
Well, Twitter and Facebook have those open comment sections, and if someone's getting dunked on, they're getting dunked on. But it seems like TikTok has more of an Instagram-like thing where interaction is not prioritized.
It's also, like, there were a lot of videos where kids would confront their parents for voting for Trump and then dox them.
That's
so it literally
fucking
is
crazy.
Like an app that's... You know, in a sense, obviously, some youth are always fighting with their parents. There's always a generational battle.
Have you seen the Kellyanne Conway? Or Kellyanne
she was
Kanye.
On TikTok. Yeah, so
that's
TikTok.
That's a Freudian slip for later. But yeah, Kellyanne Conway's daughter, go ahead.
Was on TikTok bashing her mother and Trump and anyone. She said anyone who votes for Trump is racist. And that encapsulates basically TikTok is your parents are stupid racists. Fuck them. You know? And obviously, there's some people have just racist parents, but there's also a... There's a big gap here, and even if they are, they're still your fucking parents.
The fucked up thing is, like, I don't know, man. I mean, there. Whenever I see someone who's like, excommunicate your family if they voted for Trump, I'm always like, okay, but have you not been in a position where you're economically reliant on your family? Like, this is a position for, I would say, most people our age. Like, especially fucking right now. I hate to put it this way, but it feels like it comes from a point of privilege to be like, if I don't agree with someone's views, I don't have to be around them. Like, what? What do you do at work? Like, yeah. What do you do? I don't even understand.
It's pretty easy when you don't have friends and you're a miserable prick. you already don't want to go see your family. It's, dude, I got family members I don't fucking like. They're still my family.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. people that have differing views aren't like immediately dangerous. Everyone acts like somebody that has a different view than you is just like just infecting other people around them.
Well, they literally use the word toxic.
Yeah.
It's too culty, man.
Toxic is a very overused word, and
I saw a great.
Some people are.
I saw like a great meme, and it was just like, "What's happening in Brooklyn right now?" Roommate one, hey, could you take care of your dishes? They've been in the sink for a while. Roommate two puts up Instagram story. My fucking toxic roommate is abusing me. I need to get out of here now. And it's like, look, man, this toxic behavior and so forth. And like, I don't think it's being handled. And I mean, they're just we're just doing Lord of the Flies on social media right now. Yeah. Like, it is fucking unbelievable. Like, you want to abolish the police, but also this is what Facebook looks like? Are you fucking joking? People cannot handle this.
I guess this is better that we have social workers come for these, like, gaslighting calls. Like, you call someone on the phone, I'm like, I'm being gaslit so hard right now. Send a social worker to stop my gaslighting roommate. You have the gaslight, you have, like, a gaslighting squad. They wear, like, blue.
Yeah, it's a soft blue.
Same color as the police, I guess. I'm an idiot.
You know what has the same color as the police? Facebook. I rest my case. That's soft blue.
They're lighter blue.
I gotta stop calling stuff soft, but...
I mean, it's a weird time for social media in general because they're banning... and I include Reddit in this, but they're banning a shit ton of people. And not just right-wingers, like... Primarily right wingers.
For the record, Reddit has been compromised fully.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
if you're still on Reddit and you're like, lay bacon, I agree. You're hurting mentally. Go on.
Because they you know more about this than me because I don't know the fuck all about Reddit, but I know Chapo's Trap House, which is a leftist socialist.
They're socialist. They're openly. Yeah.
And along
too.
With a lot of conservative, not even like far right wing,
they
just
banned,
conservative.
They banned the Cumtown subreddit. They banned the Chapo Trap House subreddit. They have not taken down the actual news subreddit.
We're still
sure,
here.
You know.
If you can't get it out on those, if you are thinking to yourself, I miss Cumtown, I miss the Donald, I miss Chapo's Trap House, you come in here and
come
you guys.
Come to us.
Whatever, yes. Whatever group you were in.
Yeah.
We're on the actual news.
Yeah, we're on the actual news debate club on Facebook right now. Once we hit 5K, I'll move us to the subreddit. But for now, it's been chaotic. It's been great. Someone claimed that the virus came from a lab yesterday, and
yes.
I was like, whoa, I fucking believe it. And then someone was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever fucking seen. And I was like, I believe you now. And it's just been a blast.
I can always agree with whoever the last person is to have a really strong, like, all-encompassing opinion.
Absolutely. Confidence is most of it.
Pretty much, I get gaslit myself from everyone by just believing them and having not the high confidence in myself to executive think.
Yeah, it's good that everything I read just really like reinforces my preconceptions, I'm sure. I'm sure that's fine. The problem right now on social media is the private companies control the algorithms, and the argument that has been presented to us on purpose is that it should either belong to the companies or the government, and that's all you get. No, that's not what you should fucking do. You should have the algorithm be public, and users should have the ability to control what they are being shown. So, if you want to turn off propaganda, especially political propaganda, then turn that off in settings. Let us do that.
Yes.
That is not complicated. They're going to make it sound like it's fucking complicated, but it's not.
I'm a strong believer that social media should be treated like a utility. At this point, it's a necessity to run a business.
Yes.
And just like how you can't not provide electricity or water or telephone lines to a business because you don't agree with them or their politics. Same thing with social media. We're well past that point. We're basically saying is that if you don't play the game by our rules, the corporate overlords' rules, what are you going to do? Are you going to stop Paula with the right wingers? You're gonna go on Alex. You're gonna go, dude. I used to love watching random Alex Jones bits, like especially when something with pedophilia would come out. And now I'm just like, my roommate's like, dude, just go to his website. And I'm like, Nah. That's like that's, work.
That, yeah, no. And that's too deep. Now you're like an Alex Jones.
Yeah, fan. I just want to go on Twitter and just see a fucking snippet, dude.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, they keep banning this stuff, and I think it's a virtuous thing, but you just tell the people to use the block button. You don't have to read what Alex Jones says. And, like, yes, he's spreading misinformation, and that should be labeled, right? Like, if you say something and state it as a fact, and it's not a fact, they have ways of looking into that, too. These companies are so fucking rich, they have so many goddamn resources, and the only reason they're not doing anything about it is because all of our representatives are still trying to, like, uninstall the toolbars they accidentally put on their browsers. Like, it's fucking unreal. You're all 80. Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
AOC is on TikTok. She's TikToking. Are you joking? Yeah. China has everything.
AOC is on Instagram, actually, but she makes TikTok.
Oh, she makes, like, decoy TikTok or fake ones?
Yeah. Okay. Another thing about social media, which further divides us, is it quantifies every single social and life situation that you're in. Like, we're here. We're talking. We've had a nice time at Alex's porch.
Yeah.
But is it worth anything? What is it? Five, maybe six likes? No one likes
us. Yeah, which one of us has the most points so far?
Yeah.
How do we know who's winning the conversation?
I'm losing, but...
It's fucking crazy, man. And it's, you know, it really sucks that there's not a political outlet for us, so we just have to go on a podcast and mock everything. Because, you know, if there was something for us to, like, believe in, some sort of productive way to... use this energy that's being created from all this turmoil, then great, but there's not. Like, we don't even have a solution, or rather we didn't, until Kanye West announced his presidency. Amazing. Now, granted, Kanye West will almost certainly not be on the ballot, but the real interesting thing going on here is the fact that Kanye West announced his presidency, and it immediately created a hubbub amongst basically all white people, from what I saw, that this was going to ruin Joe Biden's chances. And I got to tell you, if every celebrity announcing that they're running for president for some kind of a publicity stunt is going to severely affect your presidential campaign, that's your problem.
Dude, it really showed what white people, their level of expectations from black voters. Jesus,
unbelievable!
Christ,
unbelievable!
Dude.
They were like, "There goes the black vote." Like, no, oh dude, God. They can, black people can think for themselves. This is unfucking believable. Yeah. That you're like, "Oh no, he's gonna hypnotize him with his rap lyrics." Like, fuck you! You are so bad at this.
Yeah.
How they didn't get cleared out in 2016? How they did not take every person that has thick rim glasses and a blue check mark on Twitter and just put them in a box and put it out into the ocean and let them float away, I will never know. Because this is not working. Okay? When you are so pompous that everyone who exists and their issues are just...
a threat?
A threat to this thing that you want to basically feel comfortable. Then fuck off.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, man. Because people who are, like, passionately, like... I need Joe Biden to win. Truly just want to feel better. Or don't understand the political spectrum as it is, which is that he's going to get in there and very little is going to change. There's civil liberties that they hold in front of you and taunt you with, basically, but
now
they don't have to do anything. They don't
want
to.
Is Kanye running as an independent?
Or I mean, he hasn't said. He said Yeezy Party is what he's listed on Wikipedia.
What if that's our first third party?
Fine.
The Yeezy Party?
Yeah. Dude, if Kanye West wins, fine.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind Kanye.
No,
I'm cool with Kanye as president.
As long as he has good people around him. Like, honestly, I trust a Kardashian cabinet.
He's more malleable than Trump.
What do you think Kardashians go in the cabinet? Like, where are we sticking Caitlyn Jenner?
I mean, Caitlyn Jenner would be the Secretary of Defense, and I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
She would be the one that would be getting us into, like, Hillary Clinton level. We gotta blow up this government real quick.
Travis Scott would be in the cabinet. Kanye's tight with him. That'd be good.
Kanye would disappear for months at a time due to mental stress.
Now, you know what he would do? He'd be like, State of the Union coming tonight. And we're like, all right, sick. And then like he just keeps delaying it like 3 weeks.
And then it somehow ends up on someone else's voicemail. Like on like YouTube.
Oh man. But yeah, just fucking insulting. And you've heard a lot of that shit throughout the campaign where it's like, oh, black people won't vote for it. It's like, stop.
Alex,
you don't know.
I think the term you're looking for is low information voter.
That is the most insulting shit, dude. Yeah. It's crazy. Dude, they're not low information. They're shutting down their polling stations. They're absolute fuck.
What they did in Kentucky was an absolute travesty.
Do you want to know the estimation for how many polling stations they shut down?
I've
heard it's like 90%.
That's so fucking disgusting.
And that's granted, that's just one comment I read on the internet.
And they were like, don't worry, we'll keep it open extended hours. And then they just didn't.
No, dude, they don't do fucking anything.
They just rigged the vote anyway, I'm pretty sure.
Dude, the primary is not necessary. People don't understand that you don't, in the Constitution, it doesn't say you're going to vote for the candidate. It says you're going to vote for the president.
I just think
they can pick anyone they want. They can pick someone tomorrow. They should go with Kanye. I'm sure they've at least researched
to be honest,
it.
I think they're rigging votes because I just never met a Biden voter.
Really?
No, that's
you think they're rigging votes? Yes, yeah. Of
but
course they are.
But this isn't talked about. Why isn't there evidence? There should be evidence.
What do you mean?
I mean, okay, like closing polling stations is like evidence, but I think they're actually like manipulating the software.
Dude, Iowa. Pete Buttigieg, Shadow Incorporated, they made an app that was out in the open that you used to vote, and then Pete, before there were any results out, announced that he had won. Dude, they've been trying to do it. They've been doing it. I mean, you guys know about the mob and the Kennedys.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
stories. I love the Kennedys for that. Real one for this one.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stories of the mob throwing out tons and tons of votes for the opposing parties during that election. So, I mean, I don't mean to make an excuse and be like, oh, it's always been going down because now it's happening digitally, but I really don't believe in any kind of voting except for paper ballots.
Hmm.
I think that's what you have to do.
Hand count them.
Hand fucking count them.
And
pay people to do it.
When somebody hand counts and they're like, okay, here's the one, you have to immediately exile that person and get a new person.
Yes.
In there.
Yeah.
To corroborate what they just.
Yeah, you got to get good counters.
Right. Right. You can't have bad counters. You have to get rid of them.
You can't have me who's like I lose track at like 11.
Yeah. Yeah, just like a stack falls down. I'm like, oh, God.
The wind blows and you're chasing them around.
Then you're
everywhere.
Like, okay, if I count by every three, it's pretty much the same.
Oh, fuck, man. But yeah, if Kanye West is a threat to your presidential campaign, it's going badly.
If they were rigging votes, then like Trump wouldn't have won. So, you know what?
Well,
Trump
no,
is
the thing is,
the American
Trump
system
could
works.
Have won. They could have rigged votes and Trump could have won by the amount that. Like, he could have won by a big enough margin that didn't matter. You know what I mean? You can steal some votes, but you can't really do clean sweeps. This is based on nothing, but if you think about it, like, you would have to bribe and control individual polling stations. The more people you do this to, the riskier it is that it gets out. So you have to trust everybody who's involved. There's a bunch of stuff. They both cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone cheats.
You gotta hope that Florida fucks it up enough on its own. That it doesn't look like it was orchestrated.
I suppose so.
I think Kanye could bring us together. I mean, the man
That's
is
what I was saying.
He's religious. He's in with the evangelicals.
Yeah.
He wore a MAGA hat for a while. He's kind of okay with Christians. He connects with hip-hop to a lot of urban voters. His father-in-law is his mother-in-law. So
that's pretty
we get
cool,
the LGBT vote right there, man. I don't know, man.
Mike,
like
you're actually making a very good pitch for Kanye West.
Also, nothing makes white people connect with black issues like hip-hop.
That's actually true. No, it's true, man.
The time where I've seen my mom have the most empathy towards black people and issues, and she does. Like, she
is listening to What Would You Do by City High?
No.
But old white women are like, oh, I get it.
No, it was Tupac Changes and Tupac. What's that song where he's like, Tupac cares if don't nobody else care? Oh, Keep Your Head Up.
Yeah.
That's why Tupac's one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Absolutely is.
Same thing with Motown and rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, black people invented like everything cool in entertainment.
Yeah, all music except for country and bluegrass.
Dude, I wouldn't even be surprised if we found out black people did that too.
Or maybe techno. I think that seems like some real.
Seems like some white shit. Yeah.
It came out of Detroit, so you know it's.
Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. Seal. We need a Jamie. I've been saying this for 25 episodes now. I mean,
black people had like hip hop production, which I think has led to electro, like.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, they did fucking goddamn everything.
Yeah.
Everything got co-opted.
And the best comedians. So basically, black people used entertainment to make white people realize, hey, we're people. Stop fucking doing this shit to us.
Yeah.
Here's some music for you to listen to, and you're only going to listen to it this way, or through my stand-up.
It's fucking true.
Yeah.
Dude.
So if that's the case, then what the fuck has K-pop achieved?
K-pop, I think they just took that boy band like
they fucked up
framework.
Trump's, they fucked up Trump's Tulsa meeting. Don't act like they're not actively doing political work that we're not.
Right, that was.
I'm seeing a lot of people fake RSVP to the rally for Trump to like spoil it and stuff, and I'm like, I feel like you're just boosting the popularity for this, and people are just gonna walk in. You know what I mean?
I think
like they're not going to just let you reserve all the seats again.
Oh, the one in Portsmouth?
Yeah.
I know a guy who went to the last one he had in New Hampshire, and this was pre-COVID.
Oh, yeah. I know someone that went to that, too.
I think we know the same person.
I know some other people there. Oh. I know someone who was in the front row, and I was like, whoa.
And he told me that it was not only was the entire place packed, but there were thousands of people outside trying to get in.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe it'll happen. Maybe people really.
This is pre-COVID.
Yeah, I think COVID's kind of changed things, though.
That's a good summary. I would say COVID has changed quite a fucking. All it did was it ripped the shit off like a Band-Aid. This was going to be a slow burn. We've been talking about it since the beginning of the podcast, and man, this is how it goes from now on. And all you can do is have fun with your friends. Make connections with other human beings, listen to the actual news, and really that's all you can do.
Also, pick a country to flee to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys were talking about this.
No, we totally weren't. But yeah.
Canada. If shit goes bad, everyone just flood Canada, all right?
Fuck them. Yeah, we'll see how nice they are then.
Yeah.
Let's make Canada America.
Oh, God.
Let's just go and make it rude.
When they start calling us red, white, and blue backs and just refusing us access to their country as we're refugees, then and they just turn into us. Everyone from Toronto becomes a redneck. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, it's going
to
be terrible.
And we literally are too lazy to do the hard work that we need to do. Yeah, so they literally do have to support us.
We won't do shit. We just show up in Montreal. What's with this fucking French, dude? Why don't you speak in English?
That's why I want to get to Norway because they won't let you be homeless. So they're like, fine. Then you at least are like, okay, fine. Here's a basic administrative job in housing. Motherfuckers.
But yeah, man. We're at about 50. Do you guys have final thoughts?
Vote for Kanye.
I'm with it.
This fall, I will be pledging my vote to Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, one of the greatest criminal justice reformers of our time.
Sadly, yes. I know this was a Jesse Ventura-based podcast, but, you know, when you see a moment like this come into play, I mean, you got to grab that moment and remember it forever. So the actual news is happy to formally endorse Kanye West as president of the United States. Yeah, we took a couple weeks off. Frankly, I wasn't a big fan of the Zoom show, so we're going to keep trying to do it like this. Just subscribe. I'm just going to upload it like weekly. Certain days don't seem very important anymore, considering time has no basis. And
yeah,
there will be all of society's melting. Actual news every Tuesday at 8 a.m. if an actual news does not appear, something has gone wrong, and you ask your government why. What have you done to us?
But thank you so much. The actual newscast will be updated frequently. I'm really happy that we're able to just get comedians on the mics again. And then the actual news on YouTube is going to be back in the fall. And that's all I can say for now. But I'm very excited for season two of that as well. You guys have been awesome. Thank you so much. Like, share, comment, subscribe.
Comment.
Venmo.
Tell us the truth.
Join our subreddit.
Yeah, build the subreddit.
Facebook group.
Build the base.
We welcome
build the
all
army.
Insane and horrific.
We just want it to be fucked up. That's at this point, that's all we want. So thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you soon.